KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8:01, we have partly to mostly cloudy skies, 53 degrees in Atlantic. We're looking for a 50% chance of showers here today, a high of 70. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. A new monthly survey report says April results suggest that slow economic growth remains ahead for 9 Midwestern and Plains states. The survey report issued today says the overall Mid-America Business Conditions Index rose to 52.7 from 51.4 in March. Creighton University economist Ernie Goss oversees the survey, and he says rising economic expectations from non-energy firms resulting from lower energy prices more than offset economic pessimism stemming from weakness in firms directly tied to energy. The survey results from supply managers are compiled into a collection of indices ranging from 0 to 100. Any score above 50 suggests an economic growth. Sheriff's officials in Pottawatomie County report they have received two separate reports of scams from residents attempting to sell items on Craigslist. The sheriff's office says if you use Craigslist to sell products or services, it's important to be aware of the scams you may encounter along the way. One of the most common is the Craigslist overpayment scam, which usually involves a cashier's check or money order sent from the buyer for an amount that exceeds the cost of the item being sold. With this type of scam, the cashier's checks and money orders won't clear, leaving the seller responsible for the amount with the bank. Once you're aware of the tactics the scammers use, authorities say they can be fairly easy to spot. Most conversations will start via email or text message and include the use of a third party, such as an assistant or a shipping agent. The buyers will be willing to pay for an item without first seeing it and often claim to be unavailable to pick up the item for an extended period of time. After you agree to a price, the scammer will attempt to send a money order or cashier's check through the mail. Authorities say you shouldn't proceed any further with the transaction at that point, and the best way to avoid an overpayment scam is to conduct business face-to-face. Although not all transactions completed through the mail are scams, it does increase the possibility that something will go wrong. Other advice includes don't accept cashier's checks, money orders, or personal checks. Stick to cash transactions whenever possible, and never accept an amount over the price, and never send money using wire services to someone you don't know. If you're asked to cash a check and then send a refund using a money payment service, report that individual to Craigslist and walk away from the transaction. If you've been approached with a possible scam or have been scammed during a transaction, you should report it to the Internet Fraud Complaint Center and the Federal Trade Commission. You should also contact Craigslist immediately with the details. If you found the scam in a post, ensure that you include the link so that they can be taken down. Supporting a great local cause can be as easy as buying flowers. On Friday, May the 8th, Hy-Vee and Atlantic will donate $1 from every hanging basket purchased to the Cass County Health System or CCHS Foundation. Volunteers from CCHS will be at Hy-Vee to help customers pick out a beautiful hanging basket, and the funds raised will go toward the 2015 annual campaign. Dawn Marnin, CCHS Foundation Director, says Hy-Vee has been a great supporter of the foundation for years, and this promotion is just in time for Mother's Day, which seems appropriate, she says, since our campaign's goal is focused on new mothers and infants. This year's campaign goal is to purchase a central monitoring system for the Cass County Hospital's obstetrics department, which costs $100,000. Last year's campaign enabled CCMH to purchase new fetal monitors, which need to be read at the patient's bedside. Adding the central monitoring system will allow nurses and physicians to closely monitor multiple babies at the same time, and together the two systems create a powerful tool to monitor and protect newborns and their mothers. Elsewhere in the news, authorities say flames from a northwest Iowa yard waste fire spread to a barn after the man tending the fire went inside for supper. Firefighters were sent to the Sergeant Bluff property a little before 7 p.m. on Thursday. Crews from eight departments kept the blaze from igniting gasoline and other fuels inside the barn and spreading to a large propane tank nearby. Woodbury County Sheriff's Sergeant David Benson said the firefighters' teamwork also kept the blaze from reaching two nearby homes. Boats, classic cars, and tools inside the barn were damaged, but no injuries were reported. Benson says the man tending the fire didn't need a permit to burn the yard waste, so he won't be cited. But Benson said the man made a mistake by going inside to eat supper and leaving the fire unattended. Iowa Agriculture Secretary Bill Northey announced five new probable cases of bird flu Thursday afternoon. There are three new cases in Buena Vista County, including one facility with 5.5 million egg-laying hens, while the other two there are in turkey facilities. Northey said that pushes the number of facilities infected to 17 and includes about 15 million laying hens.
That 15 million layers would be about one-fourth of Iowa's layers. We're the biggest state by far. Certainly that 15 million layers is going to be bigger than many other states in the country in the number of layers impacted.
The other two sites in Buena Vista County have turkeys, and they're still determining the number of birds. There is one new probable in each laying operation in Clay and Sioux County. The Sioux County site has 84,000 birds, and the number of the Clay site is undetermined. Northey said the USDA has been working to try and figure out how the disease is spread by checking farms in a circular area and around the ones that have been infected.
While we see some neighboring farms that come up with the disease, we also see other farms that don't. So it's not just reacting in the contagion from farm to farm. And in fact, that's why we set up our circles the way we do. Often we'll look at a lot of farms in the circle that won't come back positive for the disease.
It is believed the disease has been spread by migratory waterfowl. Northey said so far they haven't found any evidence the disease could be coming into farms from young birds that are brought in.
We have folks that will call us when maybe a farm's average death loss has been 30 birds and it goes to 50. They call, they pull samples, they'll find out that it's negative, some will find out that it's positive. I mean, it is in so few birds. And then once, if it is in a barn, we see it, it'll go very quickly in a barn.
Northey said that's why they are advising facilities to continue ramping up their already heavy prevention measures.
So even though every truck has been washed on and off that farm, every person maintained biosecurity, there could be something that flew over and left something on that farm that somebody walks through to take in a barn.
Wright County voted Thursday to declare a state of emergency because of the bird flu, even though no cases have been reported there, and Northey was asked about that move.
And just aware that that's happened, not had conversation to know exactly what that brings to the county. I know everybody is looking for ways to increase biosecurity, and however that can be done, everybody's considering it.
Northey said the state continues working to handle the millions of birds that have to be destroyed after contracting the flu. He said concerned residents both within and outside of the areas affected by avian influenza are encouraged to use the Iowa Concern Hotline at 1-800-447-1985 if you have questions. The Iowa Concern Hotline is available 24 hours a day. All calls are free and confidential, and the operators are willing to assist wherever possible. The news was brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.